Hello?
Hello. Hello, how you doing today, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. My name is Tony, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. Now, in Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in the neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Do you live in Boston?
No.
So you don't live in Boston?
I live in an area near Boston.
So, but you live in the Boston area. Would that
yep.
be correct? Okay. And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
I'm not going to give that information.
It's okay. Don't worry. What would you say is your gender? Male, female?
Male,
okay. How old are you?
I'm not going to give that information.
It's okay. Would you say that your ethnic or racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
White? Okay. Okay, great. What is the highest level of education you
Bachelor's.
Have completed? Bachelor's? Awesome. Great. Now, the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Would you say that your mental health is excellent, good, fair, poor?
Excellent.
Now we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day? A few times a week? Once a week? Never?
A few times.
A few times? How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Every day? A few times a week? Once a week? Never?
Less than once a week, but not never.
Just about, okay. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day? A few times a week? Once per week?
A few times a week.
Now, the next set of questions are about how have you been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks? How often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying. Not all, some days.
Not being
able to control worrying. Not all, some days. More than half the days. Nearly every day.
Not at all.
Not at all. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things. Not all, some days. More than half the days. Nearly every day.
I like doing stuff.
Okay. So, have you had any type of little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not all. Some days. More than half the days. Nearly every day.
I like doing things. I don't know if that answers. It's
so, okay.
Every day.
Now, but feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Never.
Never. Okay. So not at all.
No.
Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
A couple times a week.
So we can say some days. Would that be
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, some days. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions, I'm sorry, about
how much longer? I'm kind of busy.
Well, it's not gonna be that long. If you allow me, I'll try to speed it up as possible. And I do thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
Overweight, yes.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder?
No.
No? Okay. That's great. Here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely it is that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat
very likely.
Very likely. Okay. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away?
I can just tell you right now, the biggest one is rent prices, cost of living.
Okay. So let me just see if I have that. Unaffordable housing. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Now, law enforcement officers do not take the complaint of people of my racial group seriously. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Is it just an agree or disagree?
You can also say neither agree nor disagree.
I would, that's probably the correct one.
What about people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers? Would you agree or disagree
with that
statement?
I agree.
Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I don't have a comment for that. I've not been
neither,
in a situation with that.
Neither agree nor disagree?
Neither agree or disagree. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have something going on right now. I have to go.
Oh, okay. Can I call you back tomorrow, sir? We're almost halfway done.
Yeah, I know. I have to go right now.
I know. So let me call you back tomorrow. I truly appreciate it. Thank you
very
much.
Bye.
Bye.